Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of June, recording at 9:28 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here on a very exciting day. Now, Asian stock markets were not traumatized by Wall Street's sell-off last night. It was a mixed picture. The ASEAN sector was generally firmer, some few good gains there, Thailand, the Philippines, India, and some softening, Japan, Hong Kong, but only down 1% by the Nikkei and less than 0.5% by the Hang Seng. Now, European markets seesawed a little bit. Mostly were in the plus column and closed with modest gains, except for the FTSE MIB. That's the Italian market, which was down but less than 1%. Wall Street, impressive action here today, offsetting a chunk, although not all, of yesterday's decline. We had gains really there around the 1.2 percent on average on Wall Street, a little less than 1% on Canada, Brazil nearly 2%, and the biggest story of the day, quite possibly, or certainly one of them, is the weakness in government bond prices, so in other words, yields pushing higher against this background, and the German Bund prices coming down the most, therefore yields rising sharply. Remember, they were hitting record lows last month, and we had precious metals start off to the downside, and then they were catching a little bit of perhaps stock market contagion, and they rallied with gold and silver, particularly gold, very much to the fore, and it's currently trading in after hours at just over $1,611. It had been as low as $1,586 and change. Silver at $28.96, and that's up just over 34 cents, and platinum and palladium showing modest gains, and platinum, in for instance, that's at 1454 and change, and had been down at 1423.9 at one stage. Crude oil barely changed, I think a fraction higher. Industrial metals a little bit more down than up, although U.S. copper closed with a modest gain. Grains and beans weakened on some crop reports. And we've got corn down to 518. That's pretty much the story here. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, today's strength on Wall Street and some other markets, I think, suggests that the June technical rally is still alive. Now, it's choppy, and we shouldn't be too surprised at that. We've had plenty of that overall. But there was a definite feel of risk on here today, or at least towards the close or in the latter part of the day, that that became quite apparent. And overall, we do have a number of stock markets that are overextended, oversold on the short term. Brazil, which I mentioned with that gain of nearly 2% today, one of the more overextended to the downside, has lost downside momentum and can easily score a further rally. But the big question here overall is this, and I addressed this last night as well, and it's worth returning to the subject, but is this the end of the corrective phase and the beginning of another sort of slow motion melt up, such as we saw during the fourth quarter of last year, and gaining momentum in the first quarter of this year? Or is this just a replay of what we saw this time last year, when there was a good rally in June and that carried on into July, and then the denouement came in August and September, when stock markets fell very sharply? Well, the consensus in terms of sentiment, not long ago, just go back a week or so, a week or two or three, and was certainly couched to the downside. And a lot of bearish forecasts, and some subscribers have been sending in reports by various investment managers coming up with their calculations of much lower levels. And then we had that email yesterday on the Dow Theory sell signal, and so on. So the bears have been ascendant, and what that tells you is that there's some short positions out there that people are not all that heavily invested on the long side, if at all. And that's also against a background of valuations, which I think are extremely well, I'll put it this way, they're attractive. Now, if you compare them to bond yields, and I don't think that that's always the best thing to do, but those people who have say that equities are exceptionally cheap relative to bond yields, and I'll go along with them to the point that when you can, when you turn to equities for yield, that is an unusual situation, and there are a lot of equities out there with really very attractive covered yields of 5% or more. And I think those offer a cushion to the downside, and they also offer capital appreciation potential. And then you get the extreme bearish views that say, well, the euro is all going to fall apart, and we've got a deepening global recession, and China's in a mess, and you've heard all the arguments. I don't need to repeat all that. And I look around and I say, well, we've had 14 months of correction in commodity prices and commodity price inflation. The veteran subscribers will know that that's something I've worried about a lot. When those commodity markets are in overall upward trends, they provide some trading opportunities, but it's basically a big worry. And because I know that it's going to end up in inflation pressures and higher interest rates to combat that. Well, we say we've had 14 months and counting to the downside by the continuous commodity index or any other commodity index. And so that's a reset. And that's really quite attractive. And that does encourage central banks or gives them the leeway to come in with more monetary accommodation. Now, we've had plenty of that, not least the QE. And that's pretty radical stuff, and a lot of us are worried about the longer term consequences of that. But let's deal with the here and now. We've got the global economy, as I've been saying recently, synchronized in a slowdown phase. Commodity prices reflect that, and that has removed the commodity inflation pressures. Crude oil's fallen back to below levels that we saw last September and October, when the stock markets around the world were bottoming out, although nobody believed it at the time, and or few people believed it at the time, but certainly the selling activity had been climactic, and that was our focus. We have not had similar climactic action this time around, except for a few markets such as Brazil, which I mentioned. Also, Europe has had plenty of climactic activity, although I would regard that as a bit of a special case. Whereas you go back to last September and October, and pretty well every stock market had experienced some climactic activity overall. Thus, my definition of it is a small, short, sharp, cyclical bear phase, where we haven't seen very much of that scale in this decline to date. That makes us a little cautious because it's easier for us as behavioral technical analysts to be, or wearing our behavioral technical analysis hats, to be bullish when we see really climactic selling activity. But as I say, just perhaps the events just don't justify that degree of sell-off overall. And I think it's a finely balanced argument overall. One cannot at this stage rule out the risk of some additional downside overall, but I think people have been too pessimistic. The flight to bonds has a climactic appearance to it, and I think that's a dangerous trade, and we're seeing at least a short, sharp reversal of that occurring in these bond markets that had gone to such ridiculously low yields, from bunds to U.S. treasuries to gilts to JGBs. And we still have this June stock market rally. So let's take it a day at a time here. I certainly don't think this is the end of the world. I'd rather be long than short, that's for sure. And again, I repeat myself in saying that some of the valuations are really quite attractive, and a lot more attractive to me than bond markets. And the sort of the white-knuckled fear that all that really matters is the return of your money, that doesn't square with me, not when we have companies that over the last 5 years, which have been tumultuous in economic terms, to put it mildly, but when we have companies that have been earning profits and increasing dividends, well covered by earnings cash flow, that doesn't strike me as an entirely white-knuckled environment, although we know that markets have been volatile, and we know that algorithmic trading has accounted for a lot of that volatility, which has so frightened investors. Okay, what about these precious metals? Again, I think the activity shows signs of support building. I've done a big review of gold in other currencies here today. I haven't posted it yet. I've got a little bit of completion work to do after this audio. But it looks interesting, and I think overall that we are near the end of that distribution phase for precious metals, when people were getting out following the accelerations higher that we saw last year, mostly around mid-year or April last year for silver. And I think we are now in the bottoming out and or the troughing of the long medium-term corrective phase, and therefore slowly morphing into the accumulation phase for precious metals when people move back in. And I have also said that I think that we will need to see precious metals behave a little less like risk assets, given that the public are heavily involved, and that includes the investment management industry. We will get precious metals behaving like risk assets from time to time, but we will also get them behaving like havens, safe havens, from time to time, as we've seen in the past. And I think the haven status is largely psychological. And what with any market, really, and there's nothing to induce it more likely to induce it than an uptrend. And therefore, I think when we get gold as being, and other precious metals as being clearly seen in overall upward trends, and I think we'll have that by the end of the year, if not sooner, prior to a resumption of the overall secular bull markets sometime in 2013. When the crowd can clearly see that irrefutably gold is in an uptrend defined by a progression of higher reaction lows over the medium term, being at least a few months, then they will take on that haven status as well in people's minds, setting them up for the next good run. And fundamentally, the story has never deteriorated. There's lots of printing of fiat currencies, to summarize it very briefly, and you don't get much printing of gold or even mining and manufacturing of it. Supply increases very slowly, in other words. Okay, so gold remonetized in the eyes of investors. They had forgotten about that over the last 8 months, but to a certain extent. But I think gold and other precious metals look attractive at these levels. Caveat, until we get confirmation that the floors are in, and that always occurs with hindsight, is that I do want to see the lows that we saw last month and earlier this month. I want to see those hold. Okay, it's interesting, and I think there are opportunities out there, from the autonomies to the dividend aristocrats, and some of those are one and the same, to precious metals, and I want to partake of some of it. All the best.